G'day, it's Max with you for breakfast on a Thursday morning. How are you going today? Almost up to the weekend, isn't it? It's not that far away. After 8 o'clock, well, in about 5 minutes' time, we're going to play the lucky $5 note contest. $1,470 up for grabs thanks to RSC Singleton. Start lining up your fivers, match up the serial number, and away you go. You've won. After 8.30, the rewind, a chance to win Michael Bublé's double CD. All you've got to do is guess the song that I've put into reverse. I was just looking at the news online. There's been a truck accident this morning. It's 10 kilometres north of Yass on the Hume Highway, nowhere near the Hunter Valley. And the guy has suffered a broken arm, so, you know, not too bad, and he's got out of it lightly. But he was driving a B-double containing 3,000 litres of glue. Now, there's so many opportunities for jokes here that I'm not even going to bother. So I'm just going to leave a little space. Insert your own glue joke here. Okay, I hope you did. It was obvious, wasn't it? 981 2NM, this is Phil Collins. On 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. G'day, it's Max with you on breakfast. You know, we've been talking this week about making the punishment fit the crime. We talked about that Japanese couple who were selling a fake cure for radiation to people in the earthquake-struck area in Tokyo and how they should be made to go and fix the nuclear reactor. And we were also talking about the man in America who tattooed his three-year-old son and how he should really have idiot tattooed on his forehead. Well, you know, there's lots of piracy off the coast of Africa. Well, a Somalian pirate has been sentenced to 26 years in prison for his acts of piracy. But there's no mention there of having a flogging with a cat of nine tails or having a keel hauling, which is really what pirates should be sentenced to. And you know why pirates are pirates, don't you? Because they are. Australia's 981 to an M, your heart of the hunter. Love White's winner being drawn on Monday. Barry White, never going to give you up. How good was that? Gee, makes me want to go out and get some loving. Not some bad loving, not some ordinary loving, but perhaps some good loving. New sport and weather up shortly. It's 8.23.
1, 2, 3.
Tina Arena, Heaven Help My Heart. 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. Interesting study coming out of St. Louis today in America. It says you don't need to feel guilty about checking your email or chatting with colleagues or doing other distractions at work because brief diversions may actually help you concentrate on the task at hand. And they liken attention to like a petrol tank, and it sort of refills during breaks from the task at hand. So it doesn't matter if you get, oh, hold on, I've got an email coming through. New sport and weather next. On 981 2NM Breakfast with Max, with thanks to Harvey Norman Masterbrook Fair and thanks to Lenny Kravitz. They won't be beaten on price. Another tattoo parlour got bombed on the weekend in Sydney, and police think that it's associated with bikie gangs and related to bikies. Now, I'm thinking perhaps if you are a bikie, and look, I don't want to get any of my bikie friends offside. I love what you do. Your charity work sometimes, fantastic. I love that you love bikes and it's great to have a hobby. But I'm thinking maybe tattoo parlour isn't the best choice of business to have. There seems to have been a spate of tattoo parlour bombings over the last few years in Sydney with firebombs and shootings and that sort of thing. So maybe bikies, if you want to sort of put people off your trail, you should maybe operate something, maybe like a Subway, take up a Subway concession, or maybe a florist, or maybe even a pet shop. Might put people off the trail and you might not get firebombed, especially if you've got a pet shop. No one wants to firebomb little puppies. On 981 2NM, it's 12 to 7.
Great music does.